Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Part 1. Now open your question paper and look at Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B, or C. 1. You hear a student talking about his exam results.
If you told me these would be my final marks at the beginning of the year, I'd probably have considered them satisfactory. And perhaps for most students they are. But as you know, I made a lot of sacrifices so that I could do better. I even gave up my Saturday night out during the revision period. I wasn't sure I'd be able to do that, but I managed and I was proud of myself for having the will to do it. So you can see why I'm not so pleased with them. Oh, I'm sure my parents will be happy for me, because when all's said and done, they're not that bad. But that's not really the point, is it? If you told me these would be my final marks at the beginning of the year, I'd probably have considered them satisfactory. And perhaps for most students they are. But as you know, I made a lot of sacrifices so that I could do better. I even gave up my Saturday night out during the revision period. I wasn't sure I'd be able to do that, but I managed and I was proud of myself for having the will to do it. So you can see why I'm not so pleased with them. Oh, I'm sure my parents will be happy for me, because when all's said and done, they're not that bad. But that's not really the point, is it?
2. You hear two people talking about a watch.
I haven't seen you wearing that watch before. Is it new?
Yes, it is. I bought it while I was in the States.
What was wrong with your old one?
Nothing. It's just that this one always gives the correct time. The shop assistant pointed this out to me, and that's why I chose it.
How does it work?
Radio waves are sent out from a laboratory near where I bought it, and they keep it at the right time.
That sounds complicated.
It's not really, and the watch is very easy to use, too. It hasn't got all those fancy dials. It also looks quite good on me, don't you think?
If the radio waves are in America, how can they reach here?
I hadn't thought about that.
I haven't seen you wearing that watch before. Is it new?
Yes, it is. I bought it while I was in the States.
What was wrong with your old one?
Nothing. It's just that this one always gives the correct time. The shop assistant pointed this out to me, and that's why I chose it.
How does it work?
Radio waves are sent out from a laboratory near where I bought it, and they keep it at the right time.
That sounds complicated.
It's not really, and the watch is very easy to use, too. It hasn't got all those fancy dials. It also looks quite good on me, don't you think?
If the radio waves are in America, how can they reach here?
I hadn't thought about that.
3. You hear a police detective talking about a crime.
Normally, after a certain amount of time, if a crime remains unsolved, it is left open. That means we stop looking into it unless we can link it to another crime or we get new evidence. That's what happened in this case. The robbers had planned their crime to perfection. They'd gone into the bank on a Sunday night, so nobody saw anything. And they'd covered their tracks. They left nothing at the crime scene, so DNA tests didn't get us anywhere. Luckily for us, one of the gang was so proud of this perfect crime that he couldn't keep quiet any longer. He just had to boast about it. which is what put him and the rest of them behind bars. Normally, after a certain amount of time, if a crime remains unsolved, it is left open. That means we stop looking into it unless we can link it to another crime, or we get new evidence. That's what happened in this case. The robbers had planned their crime to perfection. They'd gone into the bank on a Sunday night, so nobody saw anything. And they'd covered their tracks. They left nothing at the crime scene, so DNA tests didn't get us anywhere. Luckily for us, one of the gang was so proud of this perfect crime that he couldn't keep quiet any longer. He just had to boast about it, which is what put him and the rest of them behind bars.
4. You hear a man talking on the radio.
What I love most about my work is the variety and the fact that I might discover something at any moment. In a way, it's the same as a biologist discovering a new species. You get to explore places that haven't been touched by human hand for thousands of years. At the moment, I'm working alongside engineers who are building an underground railway. It's my job to make sure their tunnelling can go ahead without destroying anything valuable that has been left by ancient civilizations. The only disadvantage is that my work is slow, but the engineers want to finish as quickly as possible, and this can cause tension. What I love most about my work is the variety and the fact that I might discover something at any moment. In a way, it's the same as a biologist discovering a new species. You get to explore places that haven't been touched by human hand for thousands of years. At the moment, I'm working alongside engineers who are building an underground railway. It's my job to make sure their tunnelling can go ahead without destroying anything valuable that has been left by ancient civilizations. The only disadvantage is that my work is slow, but the engineers want to finish as quickly as possible, and this can cause tension.
5. You hear a woman talking about an argument she had.
About a month ago, Helen asked to borrow some money. I knew about her reputation for not paying loans back on time, but I didn't mind. She said she needed it for an evening course that would help her in her job. Then, a couple of weeks later, I found out she'd given it to her boyfriend. I can't understand why she'd do something like that. She knows I don't like him and that I'd never have lent her the money if I'd known the truth. That's why we had that huge argument. It had nothing to do with the money, and I don't care if she doesn't give it back, because that's the last time I'll lend her anything. About a month ago, Helen asked to borrow some money. I knew about her reputation for not paying loans back on time, but I didn't mind. She said she needed it for an evening course that would help her in her job. Then, a couple of weeks later, I found out she'd given it to her boyfriend. I can't understand why she'd do something like that. She knows I don't like him and that I'd never have lent her the money if I'd known the truth. That's why we had that huge argument. It had nothing to do with the money, and I don't care if she doesn't give it back, because that's the last time I'll lend her anything.
6. You hear a teenager talking about her school.
I'm not saying I hate my school, but I certainly don't look forward to going as much as I used to. I have tried to find a reason why I feel this way with no luck. It's a really good school that sends its students to the best universities. Because of this, you have to work under pressure to succeed. I don't mind that, as I enjoy any challenge. In this respect, it suits me perfectly, since I aim high and I want to get into a top university. Perhaps how I feel is just a phase I'm going through. I'll just have to wait and see. I'm not saying I hate my school, but I certainly don't look forward to going as much as I used to. I have tried to find a reason why I feel this way with no luck. It's a really good school that sends its students to the best universities. Because of this, you have to work under pressure to succeed. I don't mind that, as I enjoy any challenge. In this respect, it suits me perfectly, since I aim high and I want to get into a top university. Perhaps how I feel is just a phase I'm going through. I'll just have to wait and see.
7. You overhear two football supporters talking about their team.
That's another 2 points down the drain.
Yeah, it's the same old story. We're leading with 10 minutes or so to go, and we end up either drawing or losing. Do you know we've let in more goals in the last 10 minutes than any other team in the league?
That's the problem right there. The players don't seem to have enough energy at the end. And if you ask me, some of them need to lose a little weight.
You're right. In those final 10 minutes, the other team seemed to pass straight through our defence far too easily. I really don't think the problem is from having a few players out injured, like most people say.
I agree. Let's hope the manager does something about it. That's another 2 points down the drain.
Yeah, it's the same old story. We're leading with 10 minutes or so to go, and we end up either drawing or losing. Do you know we've let in more goals in the last 10 minutes than any other team in the league?
That's the problem right there. The players don't seem to have enough energy at the end. And if you ask me, some of them need to lose a little weight.
You're right. In those final 10 minutes, the other team seemed to pass straight through our defence far too easily. I really don't think the problem is from having a few players out injured, like most people say.
I agree. Let's hope the manager does something about it.
8. You hear a man talking about films.
Most people think I have strange tastes when it comes to films, because there's nothing I like better than films which keep me awake at night. You see, being frightened is my cup of tea. I'm not talking about the ones that are so ridiculous that you start laughing, but the ones that get you psychologically. I'm not saying I don't like other types as well. I've seen some pretty good social dramas and costume dramas recently, but they simply can't compare to my favourite genre. Most people think I have strange tastes when it comes to films, because there's nothing I like better than films which keep me awake at night. You see, being frightened is my cup of tea. I'm not talking about the ones that are so ridiculous that you start laughing, but the ones that get you psychologically. I'm not saying I don't like other types as well. I've seen some pretty good social dramas and costume dramas recently, but they simply can't compare to my favourite genre.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.